frankly, should we have waited on Diggs and Steele? Oh, you brought them up. I did.
You sure you want to start today, Nick Eatman? You're officially on the books for next week. This. You want to start it right now?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Our boy, the great
Thanks, Jerry.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here in the red zone on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We'll have K&C from Cali at 9:40. What did you think of all that yesterday?
It was wild. I mean, it was what we, I mean, I wouldn't say I expect that, but I should, because that's kind of the way this thing goes. And, you know, Jerry's making it very clear, like, he doesn't really care what you think, and not just you, just anyone. He just doesn't care. And he's going to let you know that. And so he let us all know that in a major way.
What were your top two, like, wow moments?
Well, just, you know, the like rubber glove flipping the bird moment, you know, which created an unbelievable meme. I thought that was, you know, the whole like Landman stuff, that like how that really started. It was kind of funny because, you know, Tim asked that question. And it was kind of like, I'm gonna set this up here, but I'm really asking you about why you guys haven't won in the last 29 years.
Yeah, the softener.
Yeah. Right, right. And then, yeah, just the whole Trayvon Diggs part, more than anything, I thought that. I mean, of course, Micah dominated everything, the Micah stuff, but the Trayvon part I thought was really kind of interesting there as well. And I said this last night, we did a podcast, I said it's funny how 7-Eleven, like they should have a store or something, because everything is connected, you know, because the way they didn't handle things, I think, in their mind with Trayvon is why they're like, all right, we're not going down this road again if we do a deal with Micah or anyone else. Like, these, you know, leadership and accountability and things are going to be all on the table here. So I that's the way I kind of took it.
What do you think is the Micah holdup?
I really don't know. I mean, I would think, I mean, 40.1 should get it done, right? I would think that's what they want to do. I think that's what Mike would want to do, and maybe that's the holdup there, that they don't feel like he should be the highest paid player. You know, I mean, we've seen this before, right? With Jefferson got a deal, and you know, Diggs didn't necessarily go over that.
Lamb.
Yeah, right. Diggs certainly didn't. Lamb either. But yeah, CD didn't go over that. And so, but you know, definitely got close. And it's all about how they structure it. He could be the highest paid and guaranteed money up front in the first 3 years, or all this kind of different things. I'd be speculating if I was like, this is exactly the holdup. But I would imagine Micah wants to be the highest paid non-defensive player.
Nick Eatman from Oxnard here on Sean and RJ. The number one word that jumped out to me yesterday was leadership, and you already referenced it. What is Micah not showing them? What else do they need to see from a leadership standpoint in order to go ahead and pay him? Because he did show up. He got some reps. Bobby was right there on the voluntary, non-voluntary, whatever, the minicamp, OTA. So he has kind of been a good soldier on that front. He's in Oxnard right now. What is he not giving them in that leadership category still?
I can't give you that answer because I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the leadership part of it. I think leadership is one of those words. It's like chemistry, you know, when you know what this team has and accountability. A lot of these things you just can't really prove. And to me, I look at it differently. I want the guy to go out there, just get to the quarterback, just make the plays. You know what I mean? And what kind of be a leader that way. 2 years ago, Dante Fowler, what has he ever done? Well, he comes in here and he gets 5 sacks. Sam Williams gets, I think, 4.5 sacks. They're leading by example of what Micah's doing. Last year, Carl Lawson comes off the street, gets 5 sacks. They're leading. I think Micah's leading in a way that we don't necessarily think about. Just go get the quarterback. Just go make a play. Don't do anything, you know, terrible here in the locker room, and he's not that kind of guy, but I don't think you have to sit there and like Ray Lewis and ask where my dog's at and all that kind of stuff and be a leader. I think you can be a leader in your own way.
Nick, do you think that Brian Schottenheimer or any of the Joneses have to go to Terrence Steele today, Dak Prescott, Micah, and patch up a little bit, because what he said to me about Steele in particular, I get he's mad at Diggs. A lot of people are frustrated with Diggs. But, man, I thought that was unnecessarily over the line. And if I'm Terrence Steele walking out there to practice, I'm feeling like everyone's looking at me with my bosses just saying I didn't deserve my deal. Is there any carryover? Because Jerry's done this in the past, right? We've had Zeke, CD, Dak got a little contentious. Is this a bunch of nothing?
Well, I think the difference of what you I didn't even think of it that way until the way you just said it, because those guys were in a contract. Hold on, I did it with Zach Martin too. I mean, like, he did it with everybody, and that he kind of plays that game through the media. Maybe that's what he's doing. Yeah. But after they get the deal and they're here, you know, Terrence Steele, like, you wouldn't. Now, I mean, Terrence hasn't done anything to be dragged into this. I mean, you know, obviously Diggs, you know, didn't work out, but I don't even think that's what he's choosing to do. He wants to do this. If it's that important to work out in Miami and lose that much money for him, so be it. I mean, but for Terrence, I honestly believe, and I'm not trying to just overly defend Jerry, but I just think he looks at it differently. Like, you know, some of these things work out, some of it didn't. And is he wrong? I mean, has that worked out?
No, he's not wrong,
but I get it.
My problem is CD and Mike are in separate categories. You know, then Jalen Smith and Terrence Steele. Like, we know that Micah Parsons is probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no questions. Like, I even understand the Dak questions. Like, we've talked about that for his whole career. But with Lamb and Micah, there's no questions.
But I think a question that has to be brought up, and there's no way that Jerry and Steven and Will McClay and Brian Schottenheimer don't think about the fact that in the last 3 or 4 years, every time they've done a deal, who has actually earned their money? I think you could say CD last year, the way he played, especially at the end of the year. He had a kind of a slow start, but he played well. I think he made the Pro Bowl, and he did a really nice job. The other extensions: Diggs, Steele, Donovan Wilson, Dak, for whatever the reason, some of it injuries, some of it just not playing as well.
Yeah.
They haven't lived up to that. So that's a big issue that the Cowboys have had. And it's taken it all the way back to the Terrence Newman, Marion Barber, and
Tyrone Crawford.
Right. A lot of times you give these guys the money, they haven't done as well on the second part. I mean, Zach Martin and Tyron Smith, they did it every year, you know, for the most part. They lived up to it, but I think that is a problem around here, is that the guys in that second or third contract, they're not meeting those expectations.
Nick, what percentage of the players, like, actually are insulted by these comments, or versus just, hey, this is just what happens here? If you've been here long enough, this is what goes on here. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, I would think for the most part that they understand that, you know, but they all, I mean, some of them probably follow the JJ Watts of the world, you know, and they try to escalate these things. I put a percentage on it, I would say probably like 10% of them probably are offended by the maybe 20 or 30 of like, yeah, man, that's messed up, whatever. All right, what do they have for breakfast? You know, and then and then the rest is kind of like, hey, it is what it is. I ain't worried about that because, you know, that doesn't affect me. And, you know, there's a lot of, we use the word a lot of wham, WAM. What about me? That it happens a lot, you know, in our world with people that we work with. Everyone's worried. That's cool. How does it affect me? And there's probably a lot of players, you know, getting ready to be on the practice field today. They're like, that doesn't affect me. I just want to get that next contract. I hope he's talking about me one day with a new contract.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com from Oxnard here on The Fan. So what are they actually doing on the field today? And do you think that Micah Parsons will be out there?
That is the biggest question of all. And is where is Micah during the, yeah, like, where's Waldo? But where's Micah when they are practicing? Because, see, that's we haven't really had a lot of hold-in situations at training camp. I've seen some in the offseason, but not really at training camp. So that's what what I'm curious to see is, where is he standing when the team is practicing? If he's not practicing, where is he? Is he right there? Because that would be nice with a new defense and just hearing the calls terminology. Is he right there talking to some of the players? That's what I would like to see. Is he back playing video games or doing whatever? I don't know how productive that would be. So, but well, you know, and as to what they are doing, I think it'll be, you know, sort of walk through type things. Definitely won't have pads on, shells maybe, but it'll be glorified walkthroughs, and until they kind of ramp this thing up.
All right, Nick. So since you're into answering percentage questions today, all right. So he had a lot to say about Micah. He had a lot to say about Trayvon Diggs. What percentage of what you think was said about Micah yesterday was bluster or negotiation tactics versus legitimate criticism versus what was bluster and legitimate criticism of Diggs?
Oh, yeah. Diggs, I would say, I mean, I would say 80. I would say with Diggs about 60%, like, for, you know, that was like a real thing. Well, because there's no negotiation really going on with Diggs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he's not trying to get a new deal, and it just is what it is. I think that's a harder question to answer, but I just think that they're married to each other. I think that it's easy to talk about the Diggs situation because really what he's saying is he's talking about Micah and why they are trying to get this and why what some of the holdups are, and they're using this as a prime example of why leadership matters so much and why they want to make sure they have everything figured out before they, you know, they get down this road.
Is it cold there, Nick, at the danger of upsetting our DFW audience?
Yeah. I you know, I have a deal about that. You don't talk about it being cold to anyone other than people here, because you know they don't care back in Dallas. You know? No, it has been a little bit cool, but it's fun. I'm ready for you guys to be here.
You can tell I'm ready.
These guys have it down though. They're ready to go. They're all right, Corey's here, Kevin's here. They're ready to roll this thing.
Well, look, you just set a new YouTube 9:20 a.m. off-season record for TuneIn.
Look at that, Nick.
So the number is not usually that high. You can tell I'm ready because I hogged the entire interview, but cannot wait to hear and see what happens today.
Keep I think us we can thank Jerry on that.
Yeah, we can thank Jerry. Thank you, brother. Great to have you back.
See you guys.
We'll do it again Thursday. Brian Broaddus will join us tomorrow. Adam Schefter will join us tomorrow as well. Let's go back out to Cali and crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next.